We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, the divinely and immaculate and infallible Imam alayhi salam. So we find that after the funeral ceremony of the fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, that people who attended the funeral ceremony of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, they hurried over to express their sympathies to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So one of the people who had attended the funeral was a man by the name of Salim ibn Abi Hafsa. And so he had also come with a number of his companions. So he came forward and asked for permission to express his sympathies to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam upon the martyrdom of His Eminence's father, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. So Salim ibn Abi Hafsa, he says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Allah is our return. He has left us who would not be asked to mention the series of reporters between him and the Messenger of Allah. When he reported anything from the Messenger of Allah, he did so directly. By Allah, none like him," meaning Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, "will ever be seen." So it's interesting here, one of the things that the various different companions of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and those people who related traditions from His Eminence have said and have related is that Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam used to relate directly from the Messenger of Allah. So before, you know, they would say, so-and-so reported from so-and-so, reported from so-and-so, reported from the Messenger of Allah. But Imam Baqir alayhi salam, and then later on Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they would directly report from the Messenger of Allah. They would say that the Messenger of Allah said so, without anybody in between. And so this is what Salim ibn Abi Hafsa was speaking about when he was speaking to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, of course, thanked him for his sympathy. Then His Eminence paused, and then he says, "The Almighty Allah says, some of my servants may give as alms half a date and rear it for him as same as you rear a little pony of yours." And so Salim was astonished, and when he left Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said to his companions, "I have never seen a more astonishing thing than this. It was so hard for us to accept that Imam Baqir reported directly from the Messenger of Allah, and now we see that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam reports directly from the Almighty Allah, even though Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was also reporting from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi." This is Dialogue Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
Abu Ja'far al-Mansur was a person, 24 years he ruled the Ummah, and he established the Abbasid dynasty in Baghdad. But as every politician, he's worried about internal revolts and threats. And who's his biggest threat? The very people that they promised, if you join, you will be given. And they betrayed them. And that is the Ahlul Bayt. So his biggest threat is who? Ja'far al-Sadiq. And so he is very worried. And there's a lot of, you know, notion here. They wanted Ja'far al-Sadiq to revolt, but Ja'far al-Sadiq refused. They wanted him, just like his uncle, go and do this, go. He refused to do that. And at one point in time, Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, don't get confused, there, Ja'far al-Sadiq and Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, both Ja'far. Abu Ja'far is the Khalifa, Ja'far is the guy we're talking about. At one point, Abu Ja'far swore to Allah that all of this talk of Ja'far al-Sadiq, I'm going to execute him, get rid of all of this fitna. So he sent the emissaries, go bring him from Medina, go bring him to me. So Ja'far al-Sadiq traveled from Medina to Baghdad. And Abu Ja'far had made an oath to Allah, I shall execute this person because of the threat, because the power, because of the popularity. And the guards mention that they prepared for the execution. And Ja'far al-Sadiq, the morning of the interview or the morning of the meeting, he wore his kafan inside of his thawb. That this is, khalas, I'm going to be gone. He wore his shroud because when you're executed in that way, they don't give you a dignified burial. So they just do so. He wore his shroud and he made special dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guards say, we saw him move his tongue and raise his lips before entering the palace. And when he entered the palace, lo and behold, Abu Ja'far al-Mansur did a 180. And rather than show anger, rather than threaten him, he stood up to greet him. He hugged him, kissed him, and he brought him onto the, so the Khulafa of the Abbasids, they had a big couch they would sit on. So he brought him on his own couch. And he said to him, my dear cousin, because they are cousins, because Abu Ja'far al-Mansur is the descendant of Ibn Abbas, and Ja'far al-Sadiq is descendant of Ali radiallahu anhu, and they're cousins. So they're cousins, literally the same. They're both descendants of Abdul Muttalib. So cousin, anything I can do for you, anything you want. And Ja'far al-Sadiq said that the people of Medina are complaining that you're not giving them their dues and whatnot, so please give them their dues. I'm coming from Medina. He didn't ask anything for himself. So he immediately ordered, go ahead and give them the supplies. And he gifted him massive gifts, and he then honored him on his way out. Somebody said to the Khalifa, didn't you promise You swore to Allah you would execute and have his head on the ground. You swore to Allah that his head would not remain on his neck. How could you do this? He said, when he entered upon me, I had this niyyah, but when he entered upon me, my heart was filled with an awe. My heart was filled with a haybah, a respect, and I could not be rude to him. I had to show him honor and respect.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.